Welcome to the podcast.
What if?
The new podcast, What If?
What If? It's exciting. I'm excited.
All right. So, the concept is we have two items, and we're going to say, what if this was that? For the example was, what if jelly donuts were money?
Yeah.
That was the example. But right now, Scott has an idea of a thing. I'm thinking of an idea of a thing. I'll go with that. All right. Okay. And I'll say, what if glasses, like glassware,
could open a lock?
What if glassware could open a lock?
Or any locks, really.
Okay.
Could open, what if glassware could open locks? What do you mean, like eyeglasses or like?
I meant like drinking glasses.
Drinking glasses.
Yeah. Could open a lock. Well, locks would be different shaped, right?
Yeah.
They'd be, I assume, circular. You'd put it in the circle end first.
That would work. That'd be scary, though.
Then would glasses have, like, the top be, like, ridged differently?
I'm guessing. It'd have to be.
Or do different sizes. No, you can't have a million different sizes.
No. Yeah, it'd have to be, like, ridges on the top so that it had to, like, they'd hook into the thing and then lock it.
Did you want to join in, Dave? Or just
I was just here.
The voice hearing is Dave Arndorfer, who walked into my podcast, didn't know.
I didn't know what was going on.
We just made up a new podcast.
Yeah.
What if glasses could open locks?
What if glasses could open locks? Oh. Working in the food industry.
Yeah.
How would that benefit you?
Well, I don't know. It could be beneficial. The other thing is you could, like, go around breaking your own keys. So you'd have to replace your keys, like, a lot more often.
Yeah.
They'd be dangerous. Like, how would you carry your keys in your pocket? Like, you'd have a glass in your pocket, then, oh, shit, it's smashed.
You'd have a keychain, like, on the outside of your pants with that little the zip thing. You know what I'm saying?
I have a thing here for my keys.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be very...
What's that show, the superintendent, Schneider on...
One Day at a Time?
One Day at a Time. Yeah. He had a key ring like that. That was a gag of a show.
Oh, okay.
Before your time's gone.
Yeah.
But anyway, you'd have then a ray of glassware down there.
That'd be dangerous.
You'd be walking down the street.
On the other hand, if someone tried to mug you, you could hurt them more with glass.
Oh yeah,
keys like when women like keys. Put it between their knuckles, punch you in the face with
the little shot glasses that they'd have. Like,
now, do you mean open locks? Do you mean keys?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what if glasses were keys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I suppose that would have made more sense.
Glasses
were keys. Yeah, but I think people just leave things open, unlocked more often because they don't have to, so they won't deal with their own. Because it seems like already they...
It'd be normal-sized glasses.
Yeah. So. Like, it seems like a pain in the ass to be like, oh, I got to unlock my door. I got to carry my glass with me. It broke. Well, I'm just going to leave my door unlocked.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot more robberies, maybe.
Maybe.
And then like a janitor, you were talking.
Yeah.
Like, a janitor would just have a shitty life. I mean, seriously. Like, he'd have to carry around, like, a cabinet with him.
A cabinet on wheels. Wheel around a cabinet.
He has a picnic basket that unfolds.
Oh, yeah, sound effect in there.
Wow.
I get my keys. Sneaking in the house late at night, trying not to...
I was imagining bank robbers, like, they have, like, glass cutting knives, like, glass cutting saws.
Yeah.
And, like, they're trying to, like, get the perfect glass ridges to, like, rob a bank.
Well, so instead of cutting a saw, I was picturing cut a hole in a window. They're just actually shaping out a thing.
Yeah, shaping out. Glass blowers would be the new locksmiths.
Yeah.
Man, it changes a lot of stuff if you do that.
You call in, like, have you guys ever called a locksmith?
Yeah.
I've had a call, and they come in, and this guy has a van, and he would make it, like, there for my car key. Maybe, like, my car key. Just imagine, like, coming in, and, like, he's a little forge in the back of his van. He's...
And then you go to, like, some weird Renaissance fair, and it's like a locksmith just pretending, like, back we would do this, and then they're just, like, trying to open. I'm trying to think of how it works in reverse. Like, actual people that locksmiths. Would they exist?
Locksmiths?
Yeah.
We'll do locks. I mean, well, we haven't discussed that part. If we replace the item with the other item,
does
the item gone then? Keys don't exist anymore?
Yeah.
Keys are no glasses.
Yeah.
So locksmiths would be just called
glass blowers.
Well, someone would have to make the locks. I mean, the locks wouldn't be made out of glass. So,
true.
Or would they be made out of glass as well?
I don't know.
Maybe you'd have to have two people. You'd have to have the locksmith to actually make the lock, and then a glass blower to make the key. That makes it confusing.
Yeah, it's like a whole, two whole systems. You probably also wouldn't have, people, I did this with my child, Dave did this, give your kid a ring of keys to play with when they were a kid.
No, that doesn't happen.
You're a pile of glass kid, play with that. Clang, 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 clang. Shatter.
I suppose then he'd almost just turn it into, like, what about plastic cups?
With the,
plastic cups, like hard plastic, it'd have to be hard plastic cups.
Yeah.
Regular plastic cups, just, you know, you crush.
I mean like solo cups. I was thinking like Tupperware, Tupperware cups, like, you know, like once you get in the movie. Would that be so? Are we going? Well, we're going on the base idea that key is the shape of the key that does the thing.
Yeah.
So now I'm saying, well, maybe it's not. Maybe because glass is a crystalline thing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the alignment of the crystal. So it's not the shape of the glass. It's because it is glass.
Yeah.
That it opens up locks.
All right.
What's glassware?
That's true. Glassware. But, I mean, we're thinking too much of how, because then everything would be different. This is that thing you had before during our other podcast. You were talking about something, and we're like, no, the whole world would be different.
Yeah.
What was that?
If you didn't have thumbs.
If you didn't have thumbs.
Yeah.
Would you still be able to play piano? Yes, the piano would just be designed differently.
Or phones.
Same as locks would just be designed different. Or would they? Or the shape of a thing.
Yeah. I'm just... So, like, would there be magic involved then?
I don't even know if they jumped
suddenly
to magic.
There's magic!
No. Glass, like, they have the crystal glass, like, real crystalware.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you can get glasses in the... I'm not... I mean, these
Maybe the top of that bottle that has the ridges, and you have to have the right ridges to open
screw
the...
Screw it in, yeah.
Screw it in to open the lock.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So I was thinking, like, if you didn't have, like, ridges on it, it just clean, like, glass like this, and you just push it into a hole, and then it unlocks, and, like, how did it know that's the right key?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because the keys in itself, man, that's a tough thing to learn how to do.
To design a key?
Yeah.
Oh, like a key?
To get it to work in a lock?
Yeah, yeah.
I finally saw, like, a little animated, there's, like, this little animated picture that I saw that showed how key tumblers worked. Because you push the key in, and then, like, the different ridges push up on these pins, but there's, like, a detachment part, so once they're all up at a certain point, they can turn it. And that's why the keys have all those different ridges, because that's where all the pins have to go up this high or this high to, like, get to that level part.
Yeah, but you can still push a key, even if it's the wrong key, it can still go into the lockup.
Yeah, but you just can't turn it because...
It's not pushing the right ones up.
Yeah, the tracks, falls into the tracks, that's fine, but it's, like, these things that are down, and it goes... Bloop, 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 bloop.
That's going to work well on the podcast, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank God you did the bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been totally...
For those at home, he mimed out how the key works. Look it up online.
Not even well.
All right. So that is What If Episode 1.
Okay.
What if glassware could open locks? Or what if glassware was keys? I think a 10-minute podcast is a brilliant length of time.
Yeah, this wasn't even 10 minutes, though.
Just barely.
Barely. Yeah.
I think it's
sounds good.
Okay.
Brand new podcast. I'm Mike Esterkahn.
I'm Scott Rumott.
I'm Dave Ardorfer.
And this is What If. Thanks.
Bye.